People around the game will tell you there are two kinds of basketball memories. First, there are the base memories. That first time you learned how to dribble. The first time you checked into a game. Those first made free throws. Those are the memories any basketball player can cherish. But then, there are those other kinds of memories. The one-of-a-kind players.
Germantown brings it and a big slam dunk by Zach Showalter to start this Division I state semifinal.
The ones who own the stage.
Jalen Johnson alley-oop slams it home.
The most incredible plays.
McCabe, hesitation, now tries to the rim. Right hand floater, around and in.
Here's a takeaway by Vander Blue. Oh, my goodness.
The games we still talk about.
Brookshaw, thinking about a three, puts it up, hits it.
Triple overtime. Ortiz will drive, take a shot, and he hits on the window.
You know what I mean.
Decker to the right wing.
Those memories.
Shot for three.
Championship memories.
And he hits the three. Decker has won it with the three.
Wow.
Incredible.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Championship Saturday is upon us, live from the Kohl Center. This is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam as well on Championship Saturday. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jesse Nelson, joined by Adam Mertz, and this is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. The day begins, Adam Mertz, with the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship game. The number one seed, Columbus Catholic. The number three seed, Abundant Life. Most people don't know. It's one of Madison's best-kept secrets. Abundant Life, just up on the east side of Madison. So this is the most local team that we see here at the Kohl Center, taking center stage to start the day.
Yeah, what a story to Coach Mike Thiessen here at a program that won one game before he came along 5 years ago. And now he's got this team that's never been even in a sectional before. Four at the state championship game with their shot at the gold ball.
And meanwhile, Columbus Catholic is here, and they shoot. And when they shoot a lot. 13 made threes in the semifinal game yesterday morning. They look to shoot their way to a gold ball and a championship here this afternoon.
Cy Becker, who put in 25 yesterday, including 5 of 6 from 3. Shooters got to shoot, he said afterwards. Let's watch them rip it.
We'll be back for the opening tip after this on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and Wisconsin On Demand. From the Kohl Center, home of all five Division State Championship games today, my name's Jesse Nelson, joined by Adam Mertz. As we get set for the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship between the number one seed, Columbus Catholic Dons, and the number three seed, Abundant Life Christian Challengers. Time now to check the Canopy Wealth Management game plan for today's game as we get set for the state tournament game. You know how important it is to have a game plan in place. The same goes for managing your wealth. Canopy Wealth Management has a balanced approach to help guide you through a complex and ever-changing landscape. Canopy serves as a partner, advocate, and steward to help achieve your goals with confidence. They believe that values matter and strengthen the community. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't a tagline. It's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Now let's get a check of this game's Canopy Wealth Management game plan. Mertzi, let's start with the Dons of Columbus Catholic. What are they going to do to win this one?
Well, as we saw yesterday, this is a team that plays really well with space and pace. those are my two keys for them. They love shooting the ball from the outside, but what gets that them in position for that is the way they're able to work that ball and work that offense. They got five guys who can handle the ball really well, both dribbling and passing. So they keep that motion going. They're getting the looks, and they're going to put a lot of long-range bombs in today.
It's a team that has nine seniors that have played together since they were in third and fourth grade, and they do love to shoot, averaging 70 points a game this season. Meanwhile, the Abundant Life Christian Challengers, they've never been past the regional final. Here they are at the Kohl Center playing for a title this afternoon. What are their keys to victory?
Yeah, you know, and I look at this, and this is another group of kids who've played together for a long time and know each other really well. I'm thinking about the intangibles today for them, the trust, the unselfishness. This is a team that flourishes because of their balance. And the one thing that I was really impressed with yesterday, and it's obviously going to be a different defensive matchup, but Demetrius Davison was such a nice distributor as a forward in the middle yesterday. I just like how he was being unselfish, and that's the kind of play that you want to see out of Abundant Life again today.
Starting lineups now being introduced on the Kohl Center floor with the lights dimmed in front of a really good crowd on hand here for this Vision 5 boys basketball state championship game. We'll bring them to you now as well. Starting lineups brought to you by Stoughton Health, providing trusted care close to home. Stoughton Health is proud to support student athletes from around the area and across the state and wish all participants the best in this state tournament game. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. For the Columbus Catholic Dons, wearing their road navy blue uniforms, white letters and numbers with a white trim. Starting at guard, senior number 0, Emmett Konechny. At forward, number 10, a senior, Lucas Kreklow. At guard, senior number 12, Charlie Moore. Senior guard number 13, Blake Jacoby. And senior forward number 25, Cy Becker. The Columbus Catholic Dons are coached in his 19th season by Joe Konechny, who has two sons, including starter Emmett, on the Dons squad. The Abundant Life Christian Challengers wearing their home white uniforms with red letters and numbers and a red trim. Starting at guard, junior number 2, Jacob Kuhn. Starting at guard, junior number 3, Jacob's twin brother, Jonah Kuhn. At guard, senior number 14, Nolan Wallace. Senior guard number 21, Blaine Wall. And senior forward number 32, Demetrius Davison. The Abundant Life Christian Challengers are coached in his fifth season by Mike Thies. Both of these teams, Murty, with identical records on the season of 28-2 entering this final game of this basketball season.
Yeah, you do a lot of prognosticating before the tournament's going to start about who belongs here and who deserves to be in this championship game, and you watching those semifinals yesterday. The thing that impressed me about both these teams, they each went against a huge guy in the middle and managed to get past that. Today, it's a lot more guys that are about 6'2", 6'1", in that range. It'll be a really nice matchup of styles here, kind of identical teams in terms of that physicality.
The fourth state tournament appearance for Columbus Catholic, the first for Abundant Life. The Division 5 boys basketball state championship underway, and the Dons win the tip, working right to left as we see it with you here at the Kohl Center. We welcome you into our championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand. All five state championship games, beginning with Division 5, Columbus Catholic and Abundant Life Christian. Columbus Catholic working along the right side into the corner, and now dribbling near the top of the key before picking up the dribble is number 25, Cy Becker. Becker goes left for Charlie Moore. Moore, kick it right side. First three attempt for the Dons is too strong, no good for Emmett Konechny, the son of head coach Joe Konechny, and it's taken away by Abundant Life Christian. 40 seconds in, Abundant Life basketball down to the right block. Now passed out to the right side, driving in Jacob Kuhn. Free throw line extended right, bounce pass to the right block. Inside, working the defender, shot contested, no good for Demetrius Davison. And a rebound to Columbus Catholic. We're nearly 1 minute in, both teams empty on their first trips down the floor.
Yeah, Jesse, you can tell both these teams just getting settled in at this point. I do like the early pace and sort of comfort level out there for both teams.
Jacoby kick it up top, wide open look for three, halfway down and out, no good for Charlie Moore. Offensive board for Becker, no good on the putback, and a whistle with 16:47 to go in the first half. No score in the Division 5 boys basketball state championship. I'm going to say that was simply out of bounds. It stays with Columbus Catholic, Murty.
Right. Nice defensive help there by Jonah Kuhn.
Inbound pass comes into the top of the key. Cy Becker. Becker losing control as it goes out of bounds right near midcourt. It was last touched by a defender for the Abundant Life Christian Challengers. Strong defensive squads. The team stats overall fairly identical for these two teams this season. Columbus Catholic averaging 70 points a game. Abundant Life 67. Columbus Catholic allows 48. Abundant Life 45 per game this year. Bounce pass to the right block. Layup off the glass is up and good. Lucas Kreklo gets the first points of the game for Columbus Catholic. It's 2-0.
Blake Jacoby showing his skills there, dishing the ball. He had a lot of really nice plays yesterday. Reads the court well.
Jacob Kuhn, bounce pass for his twin brother, Jonah. Free throw line extended left. Now Ben back into the hands of number 21 is Blaine Wall, driving right baseline. Pull-up jumper is good for the senior Wall. A pair of seniors with the first points for each team. Tied at 2 minutes in.
Just great body control there by Wall to stop and pop on the baseline.
Bounce pass in traffic in the paint, and a foul on a contested shot sends Columbus Catholic Lucas Kreklo back to the free throw line. 15:53 to play first half. 2-2, Abundant Life Christian and Columbus Catholic in the Division V Boys Basketball State Championship.
Yeah, there's a lot of attention that's put on Columbus Catholic's long-range shooting. Their free throw work in the clutch yesterday was tremendous, and it's a team I can see themselves liking to get to the line.
73% free throw shooter on the season. Lucas Kreklo hits the first to give Columbus Catholic a 3-2 lead. Mertzi, when I do these games with Dennis Semrau or whoever my color commentators are that I get to work with, I like to share the magic number, a formula shared with me by Bradley Braves play-by-play announcer Dave Snell, as the second free throw is good for Kreklo. 98% of the time, team that scores this number first goes on to win the game. Today's magic number, 58. 58. First team to score that number, 98% of the time, goes on to win the game.
Nice. On the lower side, I would expect it, but these teams are pretty solid defensively.
Abundant Life working outside the perimeter, all the way back near the Motion W logo at midcourt. Jonah Kuhn, number 3, dribbling for the Abundant Life offense. Kuhn into the right corner, can't get by the defender, Jacoby. Now a screen sets up a good opening for Jamitrius Davison to get 2 points down low. And a foul, so he'll go to the line. Chance for three to give Abundant Life its first lead of the game.
Talked a little bit about it. Jamitrius had a really tough defensive matchup yesterday. He is the man on the floor today out there. I'll look him to exert himself inside.
Davison, a 6'4 senior, averaging 7 points a game. Not a great free throw shooter, 57% on the year, but he does hit this one. 5-4, Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. 15:15 to go in the first half on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Across midcourt, Charlie Moore. Pass left side. Now a quick pass down to the left block. Out of real estate on the left baseline. Columbus Catholic resets. Over to the left wing. Now pass left to Konechny, the son of head coach Joe Konechny, Emmett Konechny. Second leading scorer on the team, averaging 14 a game. Into the paint. Turnaround. Shot no good. Contested for Becker. And a rebound to Abundant Life. Coming on the right side of the floor across midcourt, Jonah Kuhn. Ball handling right to left near the free throw line. Into the paint. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Find some help from Davison up top. Goes left into the corner. 14:40 to play first half. Step back, wide open. Three is good for Abundant Life. Nolan Wallace, the senior, found the opening off the screen, and it's a double up. Abundant Life, 8-4 on Columbus Catholic.
That's a great opportunity that Nolan Wallace took advantage of there. You want to get those shots early in the game to get your juices flowing.
Left side, Cy Becker. Bounce pass out near the WIA State logo between the three-point line and the Motion W logo at midcourt. Pass all the way back now near midcourt to the free throw line. Loose ball. Bodies fall to the floor. There's a whole corral trying to come up with the basketball. Abundant Life comes away with it. I can't believe the whistle wasn't blown at any point during that exchange. So Abundant Life has it into the front court, leading by 4. 13:45 to play in the first half. Left wing, using a screen, trying to find the opening. Nolan Wallace now steps up a foot in front of the three-point line. He hits that shot. Wallace with the last 5 for Abundant Life and a timeout. Columbus Catholic with 13:37 to play in the first half.
Somebody's feeling it today. Nolan Wallace is stepping up there with a purpose. And, you know, it didn't intimidate him that he stepped inside the three-point line. He was intent on taking that shot.
Zimbraconda's Prep Mania brought to you by the GRB Academy. Baseball for the serious player. The GRB Academy wants to be part of the plan to reach your potential all year long. utilized GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, complete with 14 batting cages and a 6,000 square foot weight room. Personal lessons available year round. The GRB Academy continues to lead the way in the Midwest for college recruitment and player development. Visit grbacademy.com for more information. So, head coach Joe Konechny calls timeout there, Mertzi, to talk it over with his squad. What are you telling the team here 5 minutes in, and you just see this huge run that Abundant Life's gone on?
Yeah, absolutely. You just need a timeout like this in a game where you don't want to let things get away from yourself. Just settle the team down and play your game. We got a lot of time left here.
Out of the timeout, Emmett Konechny. Joe's son walks it across midcourt. Pass to the right corner. Now back to Konechny near the top of the key. Konechny driving into the paint. Pass left corner, wide open, look for three, off the top of the backboard, no good for Lucas Kreklow, and here comes Abundant Life with a six-point advantage into the front court. Nolan Wallace, feeling it, heat check, off the front of the rim, off the glass, and no good, and a rebound to Columbus Catholic. 13 minutes to play first half, 10-4 Abundant Life. Columbus Catholic down to the left block, now kick it over to the left corner, swing it left wing. All the way back, a deep three at the top of the key is well short. Columbus Catholic yet to hit from beyond the arc after they made 13 threes in the semifinal game yesterday morning. Abundant Life basketball, bounce pass into Davison in the paint, spins his way downhill, off the glass, good, and a foul and a chance for a three-point play again. Jametrius Davison is a factor down low.
It's not a good matchup for Columbus Catholic. You can see that early on here. He does a great move on his footwork there to get himself open, able to power through for the basket.
On the coach's conference call earlier this week, Joe Konechny of Columbus Catholic did share one of my favorite phrases I think I've ever heard from a coach's conference call. We are not genetically blessed with height. And so Davison able to take advantage down low, and I think Abundant Life has also acknowledged that Columbus Catholic seems to be not genetically blessed in that
Neither
way.
This broadcasting crew that I'm thinking about it.
12:41 to go first half, media timeout, 13-4. Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic on Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com.
Really strong start here today for Nolan Wallace from Abundant Life. Stop and popped a three and followed up right away with a bucket. Great story this week about why he wears number 14. He had a younger sister, Nevaeh, who unfortunately died at 14 months due to a heart condition. He wears that in her honor. Can't imagine the emotions going through that kid's mind today as he's out on the Kohl Center floor.
Abundant Life with a 13-4 lead over Columbus Catholic. Out of the timeout, the Dons of Columbus Catholic up in Marshfield making the trip down to Madison have the ball. Konechny attempts a three from the right wing and is fouled. Shot is no good, but a much-needed break for Columbus Catholic early in this contest as Emmett Konechny goes to the free throw line where he's a 69% shooter on the year.
You've seen the aggressiveness on the perimeter by Abundant Life and a lot of active hands in the middle, too. I thought he got that one pretty cleanly, but, of course, we're sitting in Section 208.
Columbus Catholic, 28-2 on the year, undefeated champions of the Clover Belt East Conference. Again, they are from up in Marshfield. Abundant Life making the very short trip from the east side of Madison into play this game at the Kohl Center here today, just like they did yesterday morning. First two free throws good for Konechny at the line. Konechny, a 6'1 senior, averaging 14 points a game this year for the team that his father coaches. Also his brother Mac, one of the other players on the team. 3-for-3 at the line, Konechny. And that cuts into the Abundant Life lead, 13-7 with 12:20 to play in the first half. Right side of the floor, Nolan Wallace, cross-court pass to the left wing. Now here's Davison at the top of the key. Davison looking to get away with it, even though he was wide open there. He is not a three-point shooter. Wallace is. He has it. Now bounce pass down to the right block. Somebody's out of position. Turnaround jumper. Mid-range no good. Off of Davison. No. I'm going to say off of Columbus Catholic. It stays with Abundant Life with 11:57 to go.
Abundant Life with two guys right in the lane there, and Columbus Catholic was not ready for adapting to that.
Inbound pass, right wing, quick three, no good for Blaine Wall. Rebound Columbus Catholic, chance to cut into the lead further. 13-7, Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. 11:45 to play in the first half. Into the right corner, Mac Konechny is in the game. Passes it over to the right side, and a three-point shot is good for the senior Cy Becker. Three-point shot number one for the day for Columbus Catholic. They're down just three. Davison, pass out to the left wing, gets it back at the free throw line, now goes right wing. Three-point shot, no good. Konechny the rebound for Columbus Catholic. They have a chance to tie or get within one. Fast break, off the glass. Emmett beating his brother Mac. How about that? A big run, 8-0 out of the timeout for Columbus Catholic, and now Abundant Life calls timeout to talk it over with 11:16 to play in the first half.
That was one of those impressive plays that you love running in practice, even when the ball didn't even touch the floor. Had a long down court pass and then another flip over for the easy bucket.
13-12, Abundant Life lead is one with 11:16 to go in the first half. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, Zimbrakonda's championship presentation of Prep Mania, brought to you by UW Credit Union. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. UW Credit Union, proud to support student athletes around the area and across the state. Listen to ESPN Madison and follow along on social media to learn each week about the featured UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week. Columbus Catholic can score in a hurry, Mertzi, when you can shoot the three as well as they do, and giving them free opportunities at the free throw line. That was not a good sequence over the span of about a minute and a half for Abundant Life.
Yeah, and they obviously like to get out in transition too, and did such a nice job on that play.
Out of the timeout, Abundant Life basketball into the front court. Davison gets it at the free throw line, extended right position. Handoff for Wallace. Wallace back to Davison. Passes over to the left corner. Quick three is good from the corner. That was Blaine Wall in the corner. 16-12, Abundant Life with a much-needed three-point shot. 10:40 to go in the first half. Over to the right wing, Becker. Bounce pass to the right corner. Working one-on-one against Davison is Mac Konechny. Mac is a sophomore, the younger of the two Konechny brothers, playing for their father, Joe, the head coach. For the Columbus Catholic Dons, they have been to the Kohl Center for the state tournament almost every year since they were in diapers. Swatted by Davison on the drive inside out of bounds, and that is the biggest momentum play we've seen so far of this game. Davison with the hammer.
Rare breakdown on the defensive perimeter, and that you can get away with it when you got a guy in the middle with that kind of anticipatory skills.
Media timeout, 10:16 to play in the first half. We'll take it with them. 16-12, Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic on Zimbrakonda's presentation of Prep Mania. Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. 10:16 to go in the first half. Zimbrakonda's presentation of Prep Mania, the Division 5 boys basketball state championship game. And out of the timeout, Columbus Catholic off the inbound throws a pass out of bounds with a turnover to Abundant Life. Mertzi, that's not how Joe Konechny drew it up in the timeout.
You know, the look was there and the execution was just off, a little bit behind on the cut or ahead on the pass, however you want to look at it.
So Abundant Life with the basketball and a four-point lead into the front court. Pass to the right side. Nolan Wallace swinging around the perimeter, looking for an opening away from the ball down low. They're trying to free up Davison with the Cy advantage. It's not working this time. So instead, picking it up at the free throw line, Kuhn threw it too high through the hands of Davison out of bounds with 9:47 to go in the half.
Yeah, Columbus Catholic switching over to the 2-3, but playing a little bit of an amoeba zone there and not giving a lot of space to Davison, which is smart because, as I said yesterday, he was so good in a distributorship role against the 2-3.
Using a screen right side of the floor, handoff now working right to left into the corner for number 12, Charlie Moore. Moore back to Konechny. Konechny, nope, correction, that's actually Cy Becker, number 25, who drives free throw line extended left and is fouled.
Yeah, Abundant Life's made it clear that they're going to challenge the ball on the perimeter, and they're willing to take some fouls as a result. I think it's solid. You cannot let Columbus Catholic get comfortable on the perimeter.
9:28 to go first half, 16-12. Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic in the Division 5 boys basketball state championship game at the Kohl Center. Right side, Mac Konechny. Kick it up top. Three-point shot is good for his brother, Emmett. First made field goal of the game for Emmett Konechny. 16-15. Abundant Life's lead is one. Into the paint, Davison, quick pass out. Floater on the run is good, but no, it's an offensive foul. Drawing the charge, stepping in the way, Cy Becker initiated the contact as Connor Whitaker almost picked up his first points of the game. Great defensive play by Columbus Catholic.
That is a really difficult play to make because Cy had come over to help out on Davison and then managed to step back and get the benefit of the call on that one.
Midway through the first half, 16-15, Abundant Life and Columbus Catholic. Why not? Every game's been close in this state tournament so far. We might as well get one here in the Division 5 championship this morning. Right side of the floor, Becker into the paint. Now pass out to the right corner, three-point shot. No good, but Davison fouled the shooter. Blake Jacoby will get three free throws, and this is the second time in this first half, Mertzi, that a foul on a three-point shot attempt sends Columbus Catholic to the line.
Yeah, Davison's going to be kicking himself over that one. He went out just to provide a little distraction and got landed a little bit too close into the foot space there.
Jacoby's first free throw is up and good. He is the leading scorer on a very balanced scoring attack for Columbus Catholic this year, averaging 15 points a game, and he's really good at the free throw line, 89%. 2 for 2 thus far. One tied the game. This one gives Columbus Catholic the lead, and still one more to go on the six free throws that Columbus Catholic has attempted on three-point shots. They are now 6 for 6 as Jacoby hits the third. Six freebies for a team that's good from beyond the arc. You can't do that.
Absolutely not. And like I said, they're dangerous at that free throw line. You can tell this is a disciplined team.
18-16. Meanwhile, Davison gets the pass down on the right block. Couldn't finish. Got his own board. Abundant Life resets. Pass to the left wing. Kuhn using a screen. Into the paint. Floater is rejected by Becker. Back-to-back great defensive plays by Cy Becker of Columbus Catholic. Into the front court. Pump fake. Jacoby into the paint. Now right wing. Kick it all the way to the left. Open corner three for Moore is good. You can't leave Columbus Catholic with a wide open look like that. They will hit the three. 21-16. The Dons are suddenly up by five. Quick response. Three is good on the left wing for Abundant Life. Nolan Wallace, when you need it most, he's the guy to hit the shot.
What an answer. Things are starting to heat up here at the Kohl Center a little bit, Jesse.
21-19, Columbus Catholic up by 2, 7:40 to go in the first half, and a foul on a pump fake in the three-point left corner for Blake Jacoby. I don't think they're going to call that a shooting foul because the ball never left his hand, although he looked like he was going to be in the act of shooting. Seemed like he was just trying to get the defender in the air more than anything. So, yes, it is a non-shooting foul. Inbound comes in from the sideline. Quickly, Columbus Catholic, feeling the momentum, wants to keep it alive. Jacoby, pass left corner, Konechny. Konechny driving baseline, ran out of room to his brother Mack. Now back to Konechny, who stepped out of bounds. Turnover to Abundant Life, down by two with 7:30 to go in the first half.
You know, that possession doesn't end the way that Columbus Catholic wants it, but you are seeing that activity that they like to have on the offensive end. A lot of flick passes, a lot of, ball fakes to get people off guard. This is a really talented offensive team to watch. They're fun.
Columbus Catholic, they've played a lot of strong competition this year in a Division 5 field. They play mostly Division 4 schools in the Clover Belt Conference up in that Marshfield area, so they are battle-tested from throughout the season, typically playing a division up against many of their regular season opponents. Left wing for Abundant Life, Christian. Driving down, running out of room, Connor Whitaker needs help. It's a turnover. Columbus Catholic has it with 7 minutes to go across midcourt. Konechny, right side of the floor, back to the top of the key for Charlie Moore. Quick ball movement into the hands of Jacoby. To the paint, to the bucket, couldn't finish. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Abundant Life. Into the front court, left wing, pull up three for the lead is good. Whitaker knocks it down, the junior. And it's 22-21, Abundant Life back in front. Quick three for Columbus Catholic, partially deflected as Becker couldn't get a clean look. Abundant Life 2-on-1 in the front court, and Kuhn is fouled going to the hoop. He'll get two free throws.
You see how opportunistic both of these teams are. If there is an ability to get down court, they are running.
Columbus Catholic is the team that loves to score in big bunches, especially from beyond the arc. Everyone is capable of shooting the three. Abundant Life likes to play it a little more slowed down, but you wouldn't know it by watching today. Timeout with 6:28 to go in the first half. 22-21 is the score. Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. We'll keep it right here on Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania. Bucks fans, catch the weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA Hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz at the Kohl Center, the Division 5 boys basketball state championship game. Mertzie, more on this game in a moment, but first, the five games that we have on the docket for today. This is just the first of an exciting atmosphere all day long at the Kohl Center. The Division 4 championship coming up at approximately 12:45. Featuring the only number 4 seed to reach a championship game, Kenosha St. Joseph's taking on number 2 seed Mineral Point, who completed the epic comeback in the final minute plus on Thursday night.
Is this where I admit that I walked away from the TV with a minute left and came back to see them winning and celebrating on the floor?
Down by 7 late in the game with about a minute to go. Unbelievable comeback to win in advance to the state championship game, 62-61 over La Crosse Aquinas. The Division 3 championship game, approximate tip time of 2:30, features number 1 seed Thomas Moore, high-flying, slam-dunking Thomas Moore from the Milwaukee area, taking on Lakeside Lutheran, playing in its first WIAA boys basketball state championship game with a thrilling victory at the buzzer the other day over Keel. We'll talk about the other two games a little bit later in the broadcast. Out of the timeout, three-point shot is good from the top of the key for Jonah Kuhn, the first of the Kuhn twins to score today. It's 25-21. Retaliation three for Columbus Catholic is good. Charlie Moore with back-to-back made threes. One-point game again, 25-24. Abundant Life throws up a three.
Wow.
It's a three-point party. Jonah Kuhn again, 28-24. This boys basketball tournament is something else here at the Kohl Center this weekend. There has been a little bit of everything, including a bunch of tight games, just like this one is shaping up to be. Columbus Catholic finally slowed down the pace just a little bit. Into the paint, Becker, kick it over, left corner, three-point shot is good for Blake Jacoby. I believe that's 5 straight trips up and down the floor with made threes.
Just no fear out of these teams. A willingness to pop there, and Jacoby hitting that one from college distance.
Davison at the free throw line. Handoff. Another three at the top of the key. 6 straight possessions with made threes. Abundant Life answers with Nolan Wallace. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this. 31-27. Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. D5 might have the best shooters in the state. Konechny at the top of the key. Off the screen. Another three-point attempt. This one's no good. How dare you miss one?
Had to end at some point, Jesse, but wow.
Rebound Abundant Life with a 4-point lead, and everyone at the Kohl Center catches their breath after the excitement that just ensued. Abundant Life doesn't want to stop. 3-point attempt, no good. All right, maybe someone will try a 2 for a change with 4:35 to go. 31-27, Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. The Columbus Catholic dons with the basketball in the front court. Road navy blue uniforms, white letters and numbers. Abundant Life in their home whites with a red letters and numbers and trim. 3-point shot, no good. Konechny from the top of the key. Rebound Abundant Life with 4:15 to go.
Yeah, and you're seeing Coach Thies from the sideline saying, okay, guys, that was fun. Let's slow it down a little bit. Let's run some offense.
That was really cool, but now let's actually play, not like a pickup game out at the park. A steal at midcourt, but then a pass into the front court is intercepted by Abundant Life. So 2 quick turnovers in the span of seconds. And Abundant Life maintains possession, 31-27. Nope, here's another turnover. Konechny has it in the front court. Easy layup. A 2-point shot for a change, and it's 31-29, Abundant Life by 2.
And you're seeing a switch up here defensively by Columbus Catholic, throwing Mac Konechny way out toward half court to try to challenge up top, interrupt some of that flow.
Jonah Kuhn pump fake shot at the free throw line. Now swing it all the way to the left corner. Driving baseline with positioning. Shot no good. Davison cleans it up. Fouled. Shot no good on the second attempt. But Jamitrius Davison will shoot two free throws with 3:25 to go in the first half.
You know, again, Davison's just in a great rebounding position. I just really like his intelligence out there, basketball IQ of knowing where to be and how to act.
31-29, Abundant Life with a two-point lead with 3:25 to go in the first half of the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship. All five games playing today right here on 100.5 ESPN Madison and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. First free throw is good for Davison. And I mentioned Mertz, a 57% free throw shooter on the season, but he's been really dependable so far in this first half at the line.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 57% form, but he's putting it in.
That's a very nice way to say that. Davison sets, fires, good again. 57% form, 100% accuracy so far.
I'll take that. I'll take that execution ratio.
33-29 is the score. 3:15 to play. Abundant Life holding on to the four-point advantage. Columbus Catholic basketball in the front court. Into the right corner. Now back on the right wing, well beyond the three-point line. Swing it all the way left. Now driving inside, Becker has an opening. Draws three defenders, kick left corner. Open three, wide open, and good for Blake Jacoby.
That just shows how this team is wired. Becker actually had a pretty open path to the basket. He was a little bit worried about Davison, but his first look was to the outside.
The Columbus Catholic Dons force a takeaway, down by one, a chance to take the lead with 2:45 to go in the first half. Up top, open look for three, with a foul, shot is no good, but three more free throws coming for Charlie Moore, and Davison picked up the foul again.
Third time now, Jesse, that they've stepped out on a three-point shooter and put him to the line.
Davison's second personal foul, three free throws upcoming for Charlie Moore. The third leading scorer on the Columbus Catholic Dons boys basketball team this year. He misses the first, 79% free throw shooter on the year. But it's a balanced attack overall. Jacoby averages 15, Konechny 14, Moore 13, Becker averages 9. Those are your top four scorers, but all pretty balanced because they all take turns shooting from distance.
Yeah, you know, both of these teams that way are blessed with a lot of guys who can put the ball in the hole, and that's what makes this game exciting. You're seeing it out there. They're getting pressure on every play. Every time someone has it in their hands, they're a threat to score.
The second of the three free throws is good. We are tied at 33 with one more upcoming for Charlie Moore at the line. This to give Columbus Catholic a one-point lead. Sets, fires, and hits. 34-33 with 2:40 to play in the first half on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin, the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships. A timeout on the floor. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award, which started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz at the Kohl Center, the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. Mertzy, this has been a fun one thus far with 2:40 to go in the first half, a one-point game, and a high-scoring game, 34-33, Columbus Catholic leading Abundant Life.
Yeah, just back and forth, and two teams that are not afraid to just put it out there. Obviously, the long-range shooting that we had, was it six trips up and down the floor that threes were made, and just answer and answer and answer. But it's been an exciting first half. This is what I expected out of these teams. They do match up well. They don't have there's Davison is the tallest on the floor at 6'4". There's a lot of guys here who can run and shoot.
Abundant Life is 7 of 11 from three-point range, and they're not even the team that's branded as the sharp-shooting three-point
right.
team. 6 of 13, Columbus Catholic. They were cold out of the gates, but now they have caught fire. Speaking of which, three-point attempt, Abundant Life is no good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Columbus Catholic with a one-point lead.
Interesting stretch here. We've got Davison out of the game for the first time, and right away, inside play by Columbus Catholic.
But Mac Konechny, the sophomore, couldn't finish on the left-handed layup. Rebound to Abundant Life, pushing ahead into the front court. Kuhn on the run, in the paint, puts it off the glass. Good for two. First points for Jacob Kuhn, number two. His twin brother, Jonah, wears number three. Speaking of three, there's one for Columbus Catholic. number 13, Blake Jacoby, makes his third triple of the first half. It's 37-35, Columbus Catholic approaching 100 seconds to go in the first half. Retaliation three for Jacob Kuhn, suddenly with the last 5 points for Abundant Life, 38-37. Somewhere the Golden State Warriors are proud watching this game. Pull-up jumper, Emmett Konechny is good from the free throw line. 39-38, Columbus Catholic up by one. Minute 20 to go in the half. Into the right corner, now to the right wing. It's Jonah Kuhn. Kuhn driving inside on the run. Forced the shot up, no good. Had a pretty good look. Rebound Columbus Catholic quickly into the front court. Through pressure, open look for three. Mac Konechny. The sophomore son of head coach Joe Konechny buries it with 1 minute to go in the first half. It's 42-38, Columbus Catholic.
Rare open look, and he took full advantage.
On the run, great ball movement, setting up Jacob Kuhn with a left-handed layup. 42-40, Kuhn has the last seven for Abundant Life. 44 seconds to go in the half, 42-40. High-flying Division V state championship game. Driving inside, Konechny too strong with the right hand. Rebound to Abundant Life, chance to tie or take the lead with 30 seconds to go until halftime. Into the front court, swing it all the way left. Open look for three is good. There was contact, no whistle, but the shot goes down for Jonah Kuhn, his third made three of the half. 15 seconds to play in the half, 43-42. Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. Dribbling at the midcourt circle with 6 seconds. Konechny wants to take it himself. Pull up three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Abundant Life, batted around, and the buzzer sounds to signify the end of the first 18 minutes of this high-flying Division V state championship game.
No one let tell you that Division V basketball is not exciting. These are two incredible teams out here putting on an offensive explosion.
This is great basketball. This is a fun game to be part of. Can't wait to check the first half stats. We'll do that at halftime. Coming up next, also preview the Division II and Division I games coming up later tonight here on ESPN Wisconsin. 43-42, Abundant Life leads Columbus Catholic. Mertzi and I are catching our breath here at the Kohl Center at Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand. At the half, Abundant Life Christian holds a 43-42 lead over the Columbus Catholic Dons of the Division V Boys Basketball State Championship game. Jesse Delson along with Adam Mertz at the Kohl Center. Mertzi, I don't know if we've seen a Division V championship game look quite like this in our time covering high school sports here.
No, this is amazing.
I mean, I love it.
it's fantastic. I mean, and it was a frenetic pace there for a while. And you just love when you see teams that have that much confidence that they're going to try to answer each other going back up and down the floor. These guys have no fear. They are just unleashing three balls left and right.
And it's pretty balanced scoring. That's been the message for Abundant Life all season long, balance. Nolan Wallace has 11 points to lead the team, but 9 points for Jonah Kuhn, 8 for Demetrius Davison, 7 for Jacob Kuhn. Like, they're really splitting up a lot of the workload, and everybody is contributing to what has been this frenetic pace in the first 18 minutes.
Yeah, and you know, they've taken turns because the Kuhn brothers, as you pointed out, didn't have a point with 6.5 minutes left in this half, and they're combined for 16 in the last 6 minutes. So they're going with the hot hand, they're recognizing the hot hand, and not overplaying the ball on offense. You know, I was talking before about just how much trust and faith you have to have in each other in a game like this when you haven't been on that stage. They are not over-rotating. When they're getting a shot, they are popping.
12 points for Blake Jacoby to lead the way for Columbus Catholic, 10 for Konechny, 8 points for Charlie Moore, a few other players contributing in the first half box score as well. The madness is back. We know that here at the Kohl Center, and so is your chance at proving your hoops knowledge. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge, presented by Cousin Subs. Fill out a bracket, earn the most points at the end of the tournament, and get a $1,000 gift card to Cousin Subs. What would you do with $1,000 to Cousin Subs, Mertzi? Oh, baby.
Put on a few pounds.
Get your scouting reports done now before the bracket is set so you're ready to fill one out on the ESPN Tournament Challenge app or on ESPN.com. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge, presented by Cousin Subs. They believe in better. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full rules and details. Abundant Life 43, Columbus Catholic 42. Back with the second half of the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship game after this on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
You're listening to the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz at the Cole Center, the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship game, where the Abundant Life Christian Challengers hold a 43-42 halftime lead over the Columbus Catholic Dons. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a newer used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com. And it's this time of year we always thank Zimbraconda for their proud partnership of Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania for this season-long coverage, year-round coverage, really, of area high school sports, including these state championship broadcasts. Thanks to Kendall and the great team over at Zimbraconda for all they do for us and for area high school sports. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, Mertzi, 43-42, and this is just game one of five on the docket here at the Cole Center today.
What a great way to start it out. You know, the energy in a building at 11 o'clock, you kind of have to go out and create it a little bit when you're the teams, and they have absolutely done that. It's been electric in here.
I think that's one of the underrated things about the Division 5, even the Division 4 games here coming up at 12:45 this afternoon after our game. You know, just because it's Division 5 basketball, and there's some of the smaller schools that you may not have even heard of, even like Abundant Life here in Madison.
Right.
That doesn't mean they play at 11 a.m. all the time. Like, this is a rare exception that these teams are playing at this time of day. 9 a.m. tip yesterday, 11 a.m. tip today. It's not an easy thing to turn on the jets and play at a time that you're not used to getting up and ready for a game. But these kids this morning and yesterday have been able to do that very well.
Yeah, and all the, I mean, just every adjustment you make to playing in a size arena like this, number of fans that are in there, your shooting backgrounds, the extra, 8-10 feet that are on the floor. There's a lot of adjustments you have to play there, and both these teams have looked so comfortable out there this morning.
Kenosha St. Joseph Mineral Point, the Division 4 title game. Thomas More Lakeside Lutheran in Division 3. Wisconsin Lutheran and Pewaukee in what many consider the game of the day in Division 2 at 6:30 tonight, followed by Arrowhead Marquette in the Division 1 championship game. That is the rest of the docket, but still 18 minutes to go in this one. The Division 5 state championship game, Abundant Life Christian and Columbus Catholic. Abundant Life works right to left as they inbound to begin the second half of play. Abundant Life in their home white uniforms, red letters and numbers with a red trim. Columbus Catholic in their navy blue road uniforms, white letters and numbers with a white trim. Free throw line extended right now, pass down low for Demetrius Davison. Puts it up off the glass, good for two, and Abundant Life gets back to basics, working the size advantage for Davison down low to extend the lead 45-42.
You know, Abundant Life had such success from three in the first half, but I really do want to see them push it inside to Davison here in the second and diversify.
Little breakdown in defense, left an opening on the baseline, extra pass shot, no good for Columbus Catholic from the left wing, and here comes Abundant Life with a three-point lead, 17-10 to play in the game. Or at least we think. There were four overtimes last night. I don't know if we're going to get extra time in the Division 5 title game or not, like we saw last night. A held ball is called after a layup was no good. And the held ball possession arrow alternating gives it to Columbus Catholic with 17:05 to go.
You're seeing Abundant Life go inside on their first two possessions down the court. If nothing else, you want to be able to suck them inside a little bit and create some more shooting lanes on the perimeter.
Trailing by three, which is nothing for this Columbus Catholic team. They love to shoot the three, 50% in the first half, 8 of 16. Make it 9 of 17 as Emmett Konechny ties the game at 45. Wide open on the right wing. It was too easy. Knotted at 45. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line in response for Jonah Kuhn. now with 11 points, matching Nolan Wallace as the leading scorers for Abundant Life. The challengers of Abundant Life Christian hold a 47-45 lead.
You mentioned it in the first half, Jesse. It's amazing what the Golden State Warriors and that kind of offense has done to transform the high school mindset even.
Left corner, three-point shot is good again. Konechny with back-to-back threes to give Columbus Catholic a 48-47 lead 2 minutes into the second half. Davison down low, lays it up good with the right hand. They freed him up away from the ball, and he gets the pass in stride and goes up off the glass, good for two. 49-48, Abundant Life leads by one, 15-50 to play in the half. Konechny, heat check three, got it again. Emmett Konechny, back-to-back-to-back, made threes in the second half. It's 51-49, Columbus Catholic by two.
It's a contested shot off a dribble, fading a little bit to his left, and he nails it.
Three-point shot, Abundant Life is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Columbus Catholic with a two-point lead. Konechny into the front court. Pass right for Kreklo. Konechny gets it back. Can he get four in a row? Nobody's fouled. So he might get it with three free throws.
And another. This is the fourth time now, Jesse, that Abundant Life has stepped out and got some contact on the threes.
And they are 8 of 9 at the free throw line, taking advantage of these free throw opportunities. For the fourth time, as Mertzi just said, Columbus Catholic goes to the free throw line shooting three. Emmett Konechny is a good free throw shooter, 69% on the year. He hits the first. The senior son of head coach Joe Konechny, who said on the coach's conference call earlier this week, second free throw good for Konechny, that he and his sons would come here to the Kohl Center all the time when they were young. When they were in diapers, he had them here watching the game. So for them to be here now and see Columbus Catholic and have a chance to try and win a state championship, many of the players that are seniors on this team, there's, again, nine of them who have played since they were in third or fourth grade together. All three free throws good for Konechny. They were all in sixth or seventh grade when Columbus Catholic was last in the WIA Boys Basketball State Tournament back in 2017. So it's been a bit for Columbus Catholic to get back here, and these players are ready to try and bring a gold ball home. Just like that, they steal it away up by five with 15:05 to go into the front court. Now a loose ball is taken away by Abundant Life Christian. Left side of the floor, Jonah Kuhn across midcourt. Passes left side. Blaine Wall drives baseline, reverse layup, no good. Rebound fought for and collected by Columbus Catholic, 14:50 to go. Right side of the floor in a hurry. Charlie Moore passes right. Three-point shot, no good for Mac Konechny, the sophomore and the younger brother of Emmett. Rebound to Abundant Life.
You know, this is where Abundant Life has to be really careful. The way that Columbus Catholic has been shooting, down five, you do not want to let this lead stretch out.
Using a screen at the top of the key, driving left side. Kuhn with contact gets the shot and the foul. Chance for three at the line for Jacob Kuhn. 9 points on the afternoon, chance for 10, and a chance to cut the lead down to two with 14:28 to go.
What a beautiful play there. Gave enough of a ball fake to the outside that he kept that post defender off him and was able to power in for two and the free throw.
Jacob Kuhn sets, fires, and the free throw is good.
Timeout
on the floor. We'll take it with him. 14:28 to play. 54-52. Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life. This is the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship game on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
You're listening to the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania in the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships. 54-52, Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life with 14:28 to go in the Division 5 title game. Before the action continues, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. It's the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships.
Hi, this is Dave Kane. You're listening to Madison's Home of the Bucks, a Good Karma brand radio station, 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison.
Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz at the Kohl Center. 54-52, Columbus Catholic with the basketball and a two-point advantage with 14:20 now and counting to go in this game. out of the timeout, right side of the floor, into the corner, Matt Konechny looking for some space, and instead passes up top to Charlie Moore on the right wing. Moore bounce pass to Emmett Konechny, who's had the hot hand this half. Pull up three. Emmett Konechny, no good. Rebound tap back by his brother Mac. Columbus Catholic keeps it off the screen in the left corner. Now swing it back to the free throw line. Here comes Cy Becker. Becker kick it left wing and a foul on Abundant Life. Great offensive board. We haven't seen too many of those for either team today, Mertzi, but Columbus Catholic takes advantage.
Yeah, in position there. And was able to keep that possession going. And again, Abundant Life challenging on the perimeter, drawing a foul, at least not a shooting foul this time on the closeout.
Inbound pass comes into the midcourt line. 13:50 to go in the game. 54-52. Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life. Emmett Konechny driving right to left in the paint. Uses the left hand for a layup. Good. Konechny having an afternoon. He's up to 24 points all of a sudden, many of which have come in this second half, 14 of them in the first 4 minutes and change. Unreal. And now losing the ball out of bounds, Columbus Catholic preserves after they had tapped the pass away, and the Dons have it in the front court. Konechny, right side of the floor, goes into the paint. Kick it left wing, pump fake three, spinning downhill. Lucas Kreklo ran out of room, defended tightly. Now right wing, open three, Charlie Moore, too strong, no good. Tapped around, Davis in the rebound. Abundant Life Christian, down by four, 13 minutes to play in the Division V championship. Off a screen for Davison, Kuhn working right baseline. Picks up the dribble, goes back to Davison on the right wing, who hands it back to Kuhn. Jacob Kuhn, free throw line extended right, hands it off. Now his brother Jonah driving inside, lost his footing near the right block, out of bounds, last touch by Columbus Catholic.
Well, that worked out well for Abundant Life there. That play was not going anywhere, and Kuhn just let the ball go rather than take a travel. Managed to get a knockout out of bounds by Columbus Catholic.
12:45 to go in the game, 56-52. Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life. Inbound, quick three, just from the left of the top of the key, no good, and the rebound taken away by Cy Becker of Columbus Catholic. The Dons with a four-point lead. Into the front court using a screen. Konechny drives left side, goes all the way into the paint, tries to pass over to the right corner where Moore had an open look at a three, but it's intercepted by Abundant Life. Left side of the floor. Defender falls down. Five on four quickly if they hurry, but a travel on Blaine Wall over on the left wing. He got the pass, knew they had the advantage, and forgot to put the ball on the floor first.
It's a tough break when your eyes get too big like that and you make that move. He knew exactly what happened to after he stepped.
56-52, 12:23 to go in the game.
Important stretch here, I think, for Abundant Life to be able to get some more defensive stops.
Handoff right side. Charlie Moore into the hands of Becker. Becker picks up the dribble at the right block, looking to kick it out to the right wing. Finds help from Blake Jacoby, who's been quiet in this half. Jacoby passes right side. Becker has it, nearly traveled, able to keep the pivot foot down. And now the ball is knocked out of bounds by Abundant Life, and they're going to say it actually went off of Columbus Catholic as Jonah Kuhn put a hand in there to deflect it out of bounds. Great defensive play.
Absolutely. That's what they needed at this point here. Down four, 12 minutes left.
56-52, Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life. 11:50 to play in the game. The challengers of Abundant Life have never advanced past the regional final round of the playoffs. That's three wins before playing in a state championship game. An incredible postseason run for Abundant Life. Shot partially deflected. Columbus Catholic has it now, left side. Jacoby driving inside. Lost it out of bounds off of his knee, and it's turned over to Abundant Life with 11:29 to go.
Both teams getting a little bit sloppy here. We didn't see this at all in the first half. They were so efficient offensively. Teams trying to figure out exactly where they're headed now that they've stopped kind of that three-point barrage.
Right side of the floor, number 14, Nolan Wallace in the home white uniforms of Abundant Life, driving in, and an offensive foul is called on Wallace. So the teams have gone a bit cold here offensively in the middle stages of the second half. 56-52, Columbus Catholic maintains its four-point lead.
And Wallace telegraphed that one a little bit too much. Cy Becker was able to step in pretty cleanly on him.
It's now two fouls on Nolan Wallace. Not a ton of foul trouble for either team. Jonah Kuhn has three personals for Abundant Life. In the left corner, Columbus Catholic basketball. Konechny now to the top of the key. Konechny one-on-one, passes left corner into the hands of his brother Mac. Mac Konechny into the paint, gets by the defender, lays it up good off the glass.
What a beautiful left-hand scoop.
58-52, 10:50 to play in the game. Columbus Catholic might be its largest lead at 6.
Yes.
Over to the left side, Nolan Wallace. Just left of the top of the key. Passes just to the right of it. Using a screen into the paint, lowering the shoulder, and another offensive foul is called on Abundant Life. Frustration beginning to show for the challengers.
And you described it accurately there. He actually had the defender out of position, but he put that shoulder down and made an easy call for the official.
Connor Whitaker was the player for Abundant Life driving in that is called for the foul. Timeout with 10:34 to go in the game. 58-52, Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life. We'll keep it right here. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, Prep Mania brought to you in part by Pasquale's Cantina. Before or after the game, Pasquale's Cantina is the perfect spot for authentic Southwest flavors in the Madison area. Whether it's to fulfill your craving for red chile, their famous chips and guacamole, or those blue corn tortilla tacos, Pasquale's is the place to enjoy time with friends and family. Visit one of their locations in Middleton or Verona and check out the menu online at PasqualesCantina.com. Bringing the flavors of the Southwest to the Midwest. Pasquale's Cantina. The Abundant Life Challengers, 28-2 on the season, 11-1, Trailways South champions. The Columbus Catholic Dons, 28-2 overall on the season, undefeated champions, 14-0 in Clover Belt East Conference action. Adam Mertz, these are two teams who are obviously decorated this season and two teams well deserving of putting on what has been a thrilling state championship game so far.
Yeah, this has been awesome action, and the way that the free-flowing first half went, you thought maybe these teams were going to push 90 out there in the second half, but things have settled in a little bit, and Abundant Life, you have to think a little bit about what happened to them in the second half yesterday. They went cold. They're 4 of 24 and only scored 14 points. You hope that they're not kind of getting worried here, because we've seen what Columbus Catholic can do to put a game out of touch in a hurry.
Columbus Catholic in the game is 17 of 35 from the field. That's 49% shooting, 11 of 22, 50% from three-point range. They have been unreal, as has been their identity all year. Out of the timeout, Konechny, pull up three, no good. Rebound to Abundant Life, trailing by 6. Left side of the floor, Jonah Kuhn drives inside, left hand, and this time it is not an offensive foul. It is a block against Columbus Catholic, sending Jonah Kuhn to the free throw line.
Just excellent aggressiveness there in transition, and went in on the left side of the basket and beat his man to the spot.
10-12 to go in the game, 58-52. Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life. Jonah Kuhn, one of the two Kuhn brothers who are twins on this Abundant Life team. Both are juniors. We'll be back next year. Head coach Mike Thies explaining earlier this week the difference between the two players, as Kuhn's free throw was good. Jonah is more of the happy-go-lucky of the two twins. He's very much more vocal. He's always smiling, cracking jokes, while Jacob is the more serious one who, when they get him to smile, they feel like that's a big victory over at practice. Off of the missed free throw, we had a foul go against Columbus Catholic, and so the ball stays with Abundant Life with 10-12 to go. It's a big break. Now the inbound comes off the back of the defender who had his back turned. A heads-up play by Kuhn. He wasn't able to get a quick basket off of it, though, so he's calling for it now in the right corner. Quick pass down to the right block. Double team there. Now Davison has it, driving left side of the paint. Kick it back up top for Kuhn. Kuhn handoff to his twin brother. Step back three attempt. Good as he falls to the floor. Jacob Kuhn. A four-point trip for Abundant Life. Cuts the lead 58-56 with 9:40 to go.
What a gutsy play. That's exactly what the challengers needed.
Emmett Konechny, pass right side, three-point attempt no good for Becker. Abundant Life rebound, Davison. Chance to tie or take the lead at the midpoint of the second half. Jacob Kuhn, pass left side for Jonah. Jonah steps back at the free throw line, lobs it forward. He was trying to feed Davison, who wasn't looking for it. And Davison preserved the ball on the baseline, but it's stolen away by Columbus Catholic. Pump fake gets the defender in the air, and Becker lays it in for an easy two. 60-56, Columbus Catholic up by 4. Approaching 9 minutes to play. Jacob Kuhn driving to the left block, had it knocked out of bounds, and it goes off of his wrist, pleading his case with the official to no avail. It's back to Columbus Catholic.
Blake Jacoby with an excellent defensive play there.
60-56 with exactly 9 minutes to go. in the Division V Boys Basketball State Championship. It's been an exceptional tournament across the board at all five divisions through the semifinals on Thursday and Friday. If this game's any indication, Championship Saturday will be no different. Pull-up three at the top of the key. No good for Becker. Offensive rebound to Matt Konechny. Back up top. Three-point attempt times two. No good for Charlie Moore. Rebound this time to Abundant Life. 8:40 to go. Wide open look for three. Jonah Kuhn takes it. No good. Rebound tapped back into the hands of Columbus Catholic. Jacoby across midcourt left side. Steps back and dribbles between his legs to reset the offense. Now pass all the way to the right corner. Konechny. Mac Konechny, the younger brother of the two Konechnys. Picks up the dribble, free throw line extended right, well out near the three-point line, was in a bad spot there, was able to get some help. Columbus Catholic resets, right side, now bounce pass down low, opening, and a layup is good for Konechny. Mac Konechny with 9 points, 62-56. Columbus Catholic up six with 8 minutes to play in the Division V championship.
Just waiting to see what Columbus Catholic could do there. They've got a little bit cold from three. There's the conversation yesterday about we are who we are, but sometimes you got to adapt and just get a bucket and get back on track.
Whitaker in for Davison, who had the ball tapped away. Great defensive play by Jacoby to take it away from Davison, where he had a size advantage. Columbus Catholic into the front court. Pump fake on the left side, into the paint. Floater on the run, no good. Off the back of the rim and a rebound to Abundant Life. Trailing by six with 7:30 to go. Another floater in retaliation. Too strong, off balance, no good. And a rebound, Columbus Catholic. Mercy, that's not what Abundant Life wants to do.
No, it isn't. You need some good shot selection at this point of the game. It's all about the discipline. Again, not desperation. There's a lot of time left here. Hang in here, play your game.
Oh, the defense was caught napping, and a three-point attempt from the left corner misses everything. Too strong. Rebound, Abundant Life. 62-56, 7 minutes now to play in the Division V championship. Columbus Catholic up by six, the number one seed in this bracket. Abundant Life, the number three seed, coming off a big win yesterday over the number two seed, Almond Bancroft. Davison at the top of the key as Abundant Life slows down the pace, trying to work against the zone defense of Columbus Catholic. They feed it on the run. Baseline shot is good. A little layup off the glass for Jonah Kuhn.
What a great back cut there, and a nice read, too, by the passer on that play.
62-58, 6:30 to go in the Division V championship game. What an exciting one it's been so far. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Top of the key, Becker, swing it left. Into the paint, back up top. Becker, open look for three, halfway down, rattles out off the glass, and a rebound to Abundant Life.
Those threes are just not going down for Columbus Catholic this half.
Open look for three, college range, no good. Davison cleans up the board, put back too strong, no good, and fighting his own teammate for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Davison and Abundant Life.
Tough break there for Abundant Life. Two guys with a chance and an easy bunny put back.
6:02 to go. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. What a game. 62-58. Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life in the Division V Boys Basketball State Championship on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania.
This is Zimbraconda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
. 62-58, Columbus Catholic leads Abundant Life with just over 6 minutes to go in the Division V WIAA Boys Basketball State Championship game. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz at the Kohl Center, the first of five championships to play today on ESPN Wisconsin. Out of the timeout, Columbus Catholic basketball with a four-point advantage. Into the front court, Becker, pass up top. For number 13, Blake Jacoby, leading scorer on the year for Columbus Catholic, has not been the go-to guy so far today outside of a short stretch in the first half. Into the hands of Matt Konechny. Konechny, cross-court pass to the left corner. Into the hands of Charlie Moore. Moore working one-on-one, fouled beyond the three-point line, just trying to drive by the defender with 5:30 to go.
Yeah, and Abundant Life just really trying to challenge again on the perimeter and see what they can do to knock Columbus Catholic out of their flow. Columbus Catholic does not go inside, play the inside-outside game very much, so I would see that they are susceptible to some pressure on the perimeter.
62-58, Columbus Catholic still up by four. Into the hands of Emmett Konechny. Konechny, pass to the left wing, pump fake. Now, dribbling between his legs, trying to find an opening, was Jacoby. Jacoby instead for Mac Konechny to his brother, Emmett. Emmett passed right side to Charlie Moore, and this is the most patient I feel like we've seen Columbus Catholic all day, trying to work the clock in its favor, approaching 5 minutes to go in the game, up by four. Right side, Charlie Moore. Bounce pass again back up top. Over to Cy Becker on the right wing. Becker one-on-one with Davison. Becker to the top of the key. Swing it left. All the way open off a screen. Open look for three is good. That possession took over a minute, and it results in a Columbus Catholic three-point shot.
Yeah, and just a huge bucket. You talked about it. The patience there. They finally got that look that they were waiting for.
65-58. That was Charlie Moore who hit the three. Abundant Life, shot no good, tapped around, out of bounds to Columbus Catholic as it falls on the baseline. 65-58 with 4:33 to go. Abundant Life, Mertzi, looks like they're running out of gas.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the broadcast. There's not a lot of depth on this team. They're playing five guys predominantly and only go seven deep. So can they dig deep here, get a few stops, and get things to go their way?
At the top of the key, handoff for Becker. Becker for Konechny. Right side now, Charlie Moore. Moore left all the way into the corner. Mac Konechny. Off the screen, his brother Emmett pulls up for three. Contested, and he got it anyway. Emmett Konechny on fire in the championship game. 10-point lead for Columbus Catholic, its largest of the day, 68-58 with 4 minutes to go.
And that's 13 threes now for Columbus Catholic, which ties the record that they set yesterday, three away from the all-division record at this point, Jesse.
Timeout Abundant Life with 3:52 to go. They need to talk things over and figure it out in a hurry with the clock now working against them with 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the Division 5 state championship game. Mertzi, I want you to say that one more time. Columbus Catholic set the three-point record in Division 5 state tournament games yesterday by making 13 threes here at the Kohl Center. They just made their 13th three with 4 minutes left to play, and the record for any division, 16 threes in a single game.
That is correct. So three more to tie the record here, and they had gone cold here for a long stretch in the second half, but looks like they're back in it. What a testament to their shooting ability out there. They stuck with it. They have not deviated from their plan very much. They got a couple of easy baskets there to get back in rhythm, and now they seem to have that confidence in them again.
A message during this postseason broadcast from the WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation: speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. The Division 4 Boys Basketball State Championship game to follow us here this morning. Kenosha St. Joseph and Mineral Point, followed by Division 3 Thomas More and Lakeside Lutheran. A brief intermission from 4:30 to 6, and then the grand finale, Division 2 and Division 1, later tonight here at the Kohl Center. Out of the timeout, Abundant Life Basketball down by 10, and they work it with the big man down low, Jemetrius Davison. Worked it with the pivot foot and got an opening to lay it up, good for two.
They've been frustrated in their attempts to get inside here in the second half. That was a great way to get your feet under you again.
68-60, down by 8. Abundant Life mixes up the defensive look, applying midcourt pressure. Columbus Catholic able to break through it. Now driving right, block, guarded by Davison, and nowhere to go. Becker goes back up top. Now swing it all the way to the top of the key. Here's Jacoby, left side of the floor. Off the screen, Becker at the top of the key. 3:08 to go in the game. Abundant Life, with no shot clock, needs to start thinking about when to foul. Several fouls to give here for both teams in the second half. Been a pretty clean game. And a steal by Abundant Life. That's exactly what they needed to get back into this. Down by 8, 2:50 to go. Off the screen, top of the key. Thinking about three instead. Wallace, now he'll take it, and he hits it. Wow. Nolan Wallace thought once, said no, thought twice, said yes. And it's a five-point game with 2:35 to play. Cross-court pass into the left corner. Becker going downhill against the Abundant Life defense. Nearly traveled. Instead, Columbus Catholic resets. Right side of the floor, Charlie Moore. 2:20 to go. Konechny. Becker. Right side. Right wing, two steps beyond the three-point line. Now out near the Motion W logo at midcourt. Into the corner, they double-team Becker, who needs some help in the corner. He gets it with a line drive pass. Now top of the key, three is good. Clutch, Charlie Moore. 71-63, 2 minutes to go. You got to have something in you to take that shot, up by five at the state championship game. Davison lost control down low, and it's stolen away by Columbus Catholic. as Davison was double-teamed on the right block. Columbus Catholic into the front court. A minute 40 to go. Feed it ahead. Becker, an easy layup is good. 73-63, 90 seconds to go.
That's the downside of applying that pressure up top. You're going to get some backside layups.
Blaine Wall up top for Kuhn. Kuhn into Davison. Davison feeding right block, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Columbus Catholic. Thought it might be called a shooting foul on Jacob Kuhn. It was not. Minute 19 to go, and the clock is running out on Abundant Life.
Yeah, they got it down to 5 points there and needed a stop. And as you said, Charlie Moore stepping up with that huge three at the top of the key.
Inbound to Kuhn at the top, and he is fouled with a block. Clock stops with a minute 17 to go in the Division 5 state championship. 10-point lead for Columbus Catholic. They have opened it up to a double-digit lead here in the closing stages.
Not a bad follow there, as you said. They have some to give, and he was beat off the dribble, so a nice play to just reset.
Just the fourth team foul on Columbus Catholic. Five on Abundant Life. They still have one to give before it would be free throws for the Dons. Off the inbound pass. Cross court over to the right wing. Open look for three is well short, and the shooter knew it. Rebound comes out to Abundant Life, though, offensively. It rolled all the way out near midcourt. Kuhn has it. Now driving left side into the paint. Layup good for two with 1 minute to go for Jacob Kuhn. But time is starting to run out. Into the front court, Columbus Catholic is fouled with 54.8 to go. And again, that's the last foul to give by Abundant Life. The next one will be a one-and-one opportunity at the free throw line.
You know, that was such a smart play by Kuhn to go inside and get that bucket. At this point, I know you want that three, and it looks really delicious, but you got to extend the game. And if you're going to get inside and get possession, get down to 6-8 here at this point, that's a good play.
Charlie Moore takes the inbound pass near midcourt and is fouled. He's a 79% free throw shooter on the season, second best on the team. If you're wondering, Blake Jacoby at 89% is the best shooter at the free throw line for Columbus Catholic. The Columbus Catholic Dons in their fourth state tournament appearance, as the front end is good for Charlie Moore. They have never won a Division 5 or any division state championship game. They were here in 2019, lost the title game. 2017, lost in the semifinals. And then all the way back in 2003, they made the Division 4 state tournament where they fell in the semifinals.
This team's been on the precipice, too. They lost to the eventual champion, Catholic Newman, last year. Newman Catholic, excuse me, in Gibraltar in a sectional final 2 years ago.
Second free throw's good. Kuhn, three-point attempt. He's fouled on the three with 43.4 to go. So it's not over yet. 75-65, Columbus Catholic in front. Three free throws upcoming for Jonah Kuhn. You can't do that if you're Columbus Catholic.
No, this is the one thing you don't want to see. Make him hit from the outside.
Jonah Kuhn sets, fires, first free throw up and good. 63% free throw shooter on the year. Jonah Kuhn with 15 points, the same as his twin brother Jacob, with 43 seconds to go in this championship game. Second free throw also good. Now he surpasses him. 75-67. It's going to be a game of fouling here over the next 30 seconds. And if Columbus Catholic makes their free throws, they're going to take home the first gold ball in boys basketball program history. Kuhn makes his third free throw. All good at the line. 75-68. Full court pressure applied. Inbound pass comes to midcourt where it is taken. Now back to Konechny. Konechny double teamed in the backcourt, and a foul is going to be called as the ball started to get loose. They were starting to get into 10-second territory there also, Mertzi. That was a lot going on. What do you think?
Yeah, that was a heck of a bailout. That was a 10-second call waiting to happen. We were about 8.5, 9.2 maybe on our unofficial clock.
Emmett Konechny to the free throw line. 36.9 to go. Konechny, a 69% free throw shooter. First is good. 76-68.
Tough break for Abundant Life. You need plays like that to go your way if you're going to pull off this rally.
36.9. On the clock, Columbus Catholic up 8. Second free throw also good for Emmett Konechny. He has 29 points to lead all scorers in this game. Kuhn letting it roll as far as he can, and he draws a foul. I've never seen that. So Kuhn was, you know, they were doing the thing where you let the ball roll out near midcourt. The defender's right there on him. Kuhn picked up the ball as the defender tried to dive for it, and he committed a foul. I guess they had a couple to give, but that's actually the last foul to give by Columbus Catholic. Not sure if that's how they wanted to do it, but nonetheless, there they are. 34 seconds to go. Abundant Life into the front court. Down by 9. Need to hurry. Off the screen. Left side. Going in for 2. Blaine Wall lays it up good. Might be too little, too late for Abundant Life with 25.8 to go. 7-point game, 77-70, and a timeout Abundant Life. They have one more remaining with 25.8 seconds left to go in the Division 5 championship game.
That smart play by Columbus Catholic there. It's so hard to resist when you see a guy driving like that. You want to get a hand on him. They can shoot 2-point layups all day here, and you're not going to lose this game as long as you're hitting your free throws.
The Columbus Catholic Dons, again, their fourth state tournament appearance. They have never won a boys basketball state championship. Abundant Life making its first trip ever to the state tournament, just from up the road on the east side of Madison. They had never advanced past the regional final round of the postseason prior to this year, and they blew right past the regionals into the sectionals. They defeated Fall River and Salem to get here, and now here they are with a chance to potentially win a state championship, and they have fought hard against Columbus Catholic here this afternoon.
And as we saw the other night with Mineral Point, anything can happen in these situations. Keep the pressure on and make Columbus Catholic make plays.
There's a turnover off the inbound, and a foul goes against Columbus Catholic. That's disastrous for the Dons. Abundant Life has life with free throws for Kuhn at the line. It's a one-and-one opportunity. They got just enough of a hand in there to deflect a pass off the inbound. Now Kuhn will shoot 2 free throws with 21.3 to go. First one. No, he missed the front end. Rebound, Columbus Catholic. And a foul will send the Dons to the line on the other end. That was the opportunity that Abundant Life needed to keep itself alive in this game.
Yeah, that was an opportunity to change the math there, get down to 5 points. Hang in there. Hold on. Buckle in. We still have 19 seconds left, but with a 7-point lead, Columbus Catholic can salt this thing away.
This is still a 1-and-1 for Charlie Moore at the line. Ninth team foul on Abundant Life with 19.5 to go. Charlie Moore, 79% free throw shooter, rattles in the first one. Moore with 17 points on the day for Marshfield Columbus. 78-70. Moore sets and hits. 79-70. Abundant Life basketball down by 9. Kuhn picks it up. Going coast to coast, will take the easy layup good with 14.9 to go and a timeout Abundant Life, their final timeout with 14.9 seconds to go in the Division 5 championship game. Mertzi, I understand the logic in trying to run down and get the quick two, but I think it might be too little too late at this point.
Yeah, the math doesn't work at this point. You got to take threes and just give it your best shot. We're done with extending the game at this point. If you want to win, you got to pop threes.
Columbus Catholic has set the Division 5 boys basketball state tournament record with 14 made three-point shots today. They are 14 of 31, shooting 45% from beyond the arc. It would appear, unless they get greedy, that they will not reach the 16, which would tie the all-time state tournament record for any division. But Mertzi, nonetheless, this team knew its identity all season long, and they came here to the Kohl Center this weekend knowing that's how they were going to win a gold ball, and it looks like they're going to do that here in just a few seconds.
Yeah, and you know they had that stretch in the middle of the second half, Jesse, where they were out of step. They were missing. They were drawing barely any rim. And as Coach Kinesi pointed out, like we are who we are, and they stayed with their long range plan and had some guys step up. Charlie Moore's basket, as we talked about at the top of the three with about 2.5 minutes left, there was a real killer for Abundant Life.
Most of the senior laden Columbus Catholic squad was in sixth or seventh grade when the Dons last reached the boys basketball state tournament here at the Kohl Center in 2019. Inbound pass comes in for Emmett Konechny, the elder of the two sons of head coach Joe Konechny, leading the way for the Dons program. Emmett Konechny, a senior. His younger brother, whose name we've called a bunch tonight, Mac, who has 9 points in this game, is a sophomore. Foul with 14.5 to go. 79-72. Columbus Catholic up by seven.
Konechny family tradition, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, is to come down to state tournament every year. There's something to be said for seeing this atmosphere before you've played it and having a comfort level. I think they like being out there more than Section 106.
First free throw up and good for Konechny. 80-72.
Something they've dreamed about, I'm sure, since they were kindergartners.
For a group of seniors to go out this way would be an incredible finish. Second free throw good, 81-72, 14.5 to go. Inbound comes in for Kuhn and Abundant Life. 10 seconds to play across midcourt to his twin brother for three. Jonah hits it. 81-75, 5 seconds to go. Columbus Catholic will keep it away. They'll dribble out the clock, and for the first time in program history, Marshfield Columbus Catholic has won the boys basketball state championship game. 81-75, the Dons get it done. A little better than celebrating in Section 106. Head coach Joe Konechny, his two sons, and this program full of seniors will celebrate hoisting the gold ball on the Cole Center floor.
You know, and just a well-deserved win out there today. They chipped away and chipped away at a really pesky Abundant Life team. Abundant Life's got to be really excited with the way they played out there today, too. This is a team that put everything out on the floor and performed really well in long stretches of this game.
81-75, the final score. Congratulations to the Columbus Catholic Dons from Marshfield, your Division V boys basketball state champions. We'll be back for the final haul presented by Stoughton Trailers, our final assessment and final thoughts on this game. And then Mike Tronson and Tim Haldeman will be stepping in here in just a few moments to get you set for the Division IV boys basketball state tournament game. So don't go anywhere. Our full day of boys basketball state championship coverage continues with more post-game after this on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
The Division V Boys Basketball State Championship game in the books, 81-75. The final score as the Columbus Catholic Dons win their first ever WIAA State Basketball Championship over the Abundant Life Christian Challengers. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz with you at the Kohl Center. Time now to check the final haul for today's game, brought to you by Stoughton Trailers. Since 1962, Stoughton Trailers has been a family-owned and operated business with competitive wages and excellent benefits, plus growth and advancement opportunities. Stoughton Trailers is an exciting place to grow your career. Join the collaboration, innovation, and dynamic team atmosphere at Stoughton Trailers, with positions now open in production, finance, sales, operations, engineering, supply chain, and more. Go to stojobs.com to apply today. Stoughton Trailers, big trailers, big opportunities. Mertzi, our final check of the box score. A lot of numbers to review in an 81-75 victory for Columbus Catholic.
Yeah, absolutely, and just an amazing game, especially that first half. So electric, Jesse. You saw a lot of the numbers start stacking up then. For Abundant Life tonight, Jonah Kuhn leading the way with 20 points, but Jacob Kuhn, talk about this stat line. 35 minutes played, 17 points, 7 boards, 7 assists, 4 steals. Kind of did a little bit of everything.
Wow.
Also, Jemetrius Davison with 14 points and 11 boards. And Abundant Life shot 12 threes themselves. Not to be overlooked in this, the previous record coming into this year was 10 for Division V, so 12 of 22 from 3. And then on the Columbus Catholic side of the ball, you know, Emmett Konechny just took over in the second half. He was on fire. He hit those three threes in a row en route to a game-high 31 points. 8 of 14 from 3, 10 of 10 on free throws, and the team, the Dons, were 21 of 22 from the free throw stripe, so really impressive. One other guy to mention, Charlie Moore, 18 points, had that huge three-pointer to on a one-plus minute possession with just a couple minutes left in the game to stretch the lead back to 8. One more stat for you, Jesse. Cy Becker was 7 points after 25 yesterday. That just shows you the diversity that this team has in scoring. They can lean on a multitude of characters out there.
A group of seniors that played together since they were in third and fourth grade come away with their final game together, state champions. 81-75, Columbus Catholic defeats Abundant Life Christian in the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship. Mercy, this was a ton of fun. Thanks so much for being part of our state tournament coverage here this year.
Always great to be your sidekick, Jesse.
Hardly that. Smartest man in Madison, I hear you are, according to some. Coming up next, Mike Tronson and Tim Haldeman of ESPN Beaver Dam have the call of the Division 4 Boys Basketball State Championship between Kenosha St. Joseph's and Mineral Point. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com. Again, for Adam Mertz, our producer Riley Yauch, my name's Jesse Nelson. Congratulations to Columbus Catholic, an 81-75 victory over Abundant Life Christian in the Division 5 Boys Basketball State Championship. As we go to break, let's now take time to hear from one of our featured UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week from this season. Prep Mania brought to you by UW Credit Union. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at UWCU.org. UW Credit Union, proud to support student athletes around the area and across the state. And this featured student athlete of the week will be playing college basketball next year at the University of Iowa. Great footsteps to follow in Tegan Mullaney of the McFarland girls basketball program.